know, it's the start of the David. My name's Stuart. That's David, as I said. And, you know, when you talk about Chucky, most Americans think of Chuck E. Cheese. Fun, pizza, games, every virus under the sun. But it seems that Chuck Schumer and Chuck E. Cheese got something in common. They're both diseased. Why are they diseased? Chuck Schumer is literally mentally defective. The man takes a knee for an organization that sifts Americans, that sifts Black Americans, that sifts corporations. He takes a knee in representing George Floyd. Yet he condemns Bibi Netanyahu and the government and demands an election in a foreign land, thereby to election interfering with another country. In all of my years, I have never heard of such interference other than by Vladimir Putin. So is Chucky taking one from Vladimir? I don't know, guys. Hi, everyone. My name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. This is the Rant Network. We're giving you an unfiltered, uncensored conversation on a wide range of topics. This podcast is dedicated on a platform about opinions, thoughts, and experiences, ideas, hearing from a variety of perspectives. Unfortunately, Chucky only got one. You're for the toilet. Join us as we dive into the latest news, pop culture, and so much more. I had to get that in there. Rant some absurdity, rant some modern life. And hey, if rant some absurdity, modern life, Chuck Schumer's name comes up yet again. So sit back and relax and hear how Nancy Pelosi supports Chuck Schumer and David tears him to the ground. David, that was a strange introduction, wasn't it?
Beyond. But let's just put things into perspective, ladies and gentlemen. While Stuart here decided to lambaste Chuck Schumer, the current Senate Majority Leader, in a way, Chuck Schumer has stood by Israel. And I will say this, that he has stood by Israel through thick and thin. And we appreciate, everybody appreciates it. As the highest ranking Jew in government, at least in Congress and Senate, awesome. Great. I shouldn't say in government because Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, is also Jewish. But here's the thing, folks. 90-odd years ago, 100 years ago, hundreds of years ago, Jews thought that if they assimilated and Jews thought that if they'd be part of life, that they won't have to make a choice between being Jewish and being wherever they live. And lo and behold, Chuck Schumer made that call on last week. Yes, Chuck Schumer made a passionate speech about wanting to stop a war with Hamas. Yes, he made a passionate speech that the war should end and everything should come to a halt and yada, 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 yada. But Chuck Schumer crossed the line on behalf of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Biden administration and every Democrat. Instead of reaching out to Israelis and saying, let's call for peace, he went one step further and asked and demanded that Israel should immediately go to an election. Say what? An election. And I'm trying to understand what in God's name could possibly possess any leader to do that, except one thing. And I said it. The Biden mafia needs votes. And the Biden mafia to stay in power needed to satisfy Michigan. And the Biden mafia needs to satisfy American, certain group of Americans. Because you know what, Stuart? The majority of Americans are supporting Israel right now. No, they don't want to see death with the Palestinians. Nobody wants to see, nobody with any heart. I'll say that again. Nobody with any heart wants to see any death. But let's be realistic here, people. Israel is being blamed for something that they shouldn't be blamed for. Okay? But for Chuck Schumer to call on Israelis to go to an elections in the middle of a war because he thinks Netanyahu's lost his way. Mr. Schumer, let me ask you a question. How many minutes did you spend in military service? How many times were you in a war? How many times was your country attacked? Your country was attacked once. Where were you? You weren't in the military. You didn't have to make a military call. Benjamin Netanyahu has had to do that almost his entire career. His brother was killed in Entebbe. It was one of the raids. Netanyahu's been involved in military decisions for decades because Israel is constantly under threat. And all these cozy, comfortable American politicians believe they know better. I'll leave the Canadian and the other ones alone right now because I'm going to lambaste Canada another time. But for Chuck Schumer to interfere in Israel is unheard of. But to take it a step further, Nancy Pelosi agreed with Chuck Schumer. That's right. She agreed that it's okay to suggest elections in Israel. Why? Because Netanyahu interfered in 2015 in the Obama election when he called, you know, when he gave an address at Congress. He essentially threw Obama under the bus. So Pelosi didn't forget that, except Pelosi forgot that Obama tried to do the same thing to Netanyahu before 2015, that he tried to get Netanyahu taken out of office. The Democratic Party is guilty of sin of election interference, Stuart. Okay? For them to go and be disgusting and call the Republicans and blame the Republicans and their association with the Russians and blah, 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 blah. It is vile and it's disgusting that they're calling on Israel. It's okay for the Democrats. We're back to your famous expression, right? Rules for me and not for thee. But there's okay for the Democrats to interfere in another country yet again. Nobody can do it to them. Now, folks, I can only imagine on September the 11th, 2001, that George Bush would have heard from Israel or from England or from Canada, you know what, Georgie? You're not good enough. Let's go to an election after the country was hurt on the most devastating attack imaginable. Could you imagine a power, a sister, ally, anybody? Listen, Netanyahu basically said he land-based them. Israel's not a banana republic. This is not the way it works. It's a democracy. And there are rules in their democracy. And right now, if it doesn't suit the United States and the Democratic Party, too bad. But my message to all electors out there, voters out there, do you see what the Democratic Party likes to do? The Democratic Party likes to care for itself, not these people, folks. This is a symbol of the 134 hostages still remaining in Gaza. Let's call for an election. Let's put pressure on Israel, but no pressure on Hamas. The Democrats would rather throw their allies under the bus, interfere in elections, and support terrorists.
You know, when you corner a rabid animal, they like to do whatever they possibly can to survive. Yep. Chucky Schumer is no different. In fact, I would call any of his donors to think twice before providing any funds to Chuck Schumer's reelection, regardless of your religious or political beliefs. Today, he wants to cause a coup in a foreign land that's a democratic land in favor of terrorists. Israel also stated unequivocally after its war cabinet convened that it wants to take extra special care to remove civilians from the combat zone. I'm sorry. The United States has never done any such act. In modern history, they blow people up without care. Oh, no, hang on a second. We looked at our film. Oh, I'm sorry. Shit, I killed a bunch of kids.
They didn't even bother saying sorry. No, they didn't bust it. Collateral damage.
Collateral damage. So, you know, Chuck Schumer, you're collateral damage. You're an embarrassment. You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace as an American. But you know what? If you think back to the years of Golden Meir, who was the famous politician who went to Israel?
David? Oh, that was Henry Kissinger.
Right. And, you know, the movie portrayed a moment between Kissinger and Meir. You're a Jew before all.
Oh no, the famous line, he says, "I'm an American." You know, he goes, he started off that whole thing. I'm a Secretary of State, and I'm American, and I'm a Jew. And she says, "But in Israel, we read from right to left."
Exactly.
Famous, a famous joke, a story that was the anecdote that was used. Absolutely.
You know, Chuck Schumer's brain power has been lost. Maybe he's got more deficiencies than Biden. But, you know, Pelosi is equally as bruised on her knees. You know, when you, it's not polite to say when a woman is bruised on her knees, but you want to know something? She also took a knee and now is trying to take it in the chin, in the face for Chuck, for his gross incompetence. You know, Nancy, the gavel was stripped by you. AOC would love to take your place. And you're an old bag who cannot stand for anything on your own.
But Stuart, it's not about insulting people, which, you know,
I love doing. I do it very well.
No, you do it very well. But this isn't about insulting people. This is about insulting their intelligence. And to me, it's about understanding where you tied yourself to humanity. To blame Israel. I mean, listen. At the State of the Union, Biden was caught saying that Netanyahu was going to have to come to a Jesus moment, right? It's nice of you to tell that to a Jew. But he says he has to come to a Jesus moment, okay? And it's funny because here are people like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, who decide that, you know what? We are going to let Israel suffer more. Because what was the purpose? What was the purpose of going out? And by the way, it was his former former boss who took out Osama bin Laden, right? He gave them the call. What was the point of getting rid of Al-Qaeda? You go to the head of the snake and you get rid of the organization. But Israel's not allowed to do that.
Nope.
Israel is not allowed to defend herself.
Nope.
Because of Palestinian lives. No one is paying attention to the fact that it's not Israel's responsibility to watch out for the innocent lives. If Hamas is a duly elected government, and I can't understand that, where is Hamas to take care of its people? Listen, Stuart, they brought in aid. And again, this is the beauty of the media, of distorting these messages. Aid was brought in. And Hamas fired on Palestinians so that they can get to it. By the way, Stuart, I spoke to some people in Israel over the weekend. 100 more rockets were fired in Israel. Did you hear a word? Oh, no.
Nope.
Did you hear that Hezbollah is continuing to threaten to invade Israel and continue to fire rockets on Israel?
Nope. Nope.
All that matters is that we don't scratch a Palestinian. Nobody else is responsible. Egypt doesn't open its doors. Jordan doesn't open its doors. You know, Stuart, it's over 2 years we talked about this. Ukraine. How come Ukrainians were properly taken care of, but the Palestinians, did Russia have to take care of Ukrainian refugees?
No, nope. They're torturing them by mangling male genitalia with electric devices. I mean, this is right out of the movies. They're taking spark plugs and zapping male gonads. I mean, this is literally right out of the comic books, man. I never would have thought America would have fallen so far, so fast, with such an invertebrate leader and people in a cabinet that just need to be retired. You know what? Politics has not only gotten old, it's gotten stupid.
But here's the crazy part of all that. Rather than us having an illuminated other opposition, we have an equally arrogant piece of garbage on the other side. The only difference was, and he's right, is that yes, he and people accused, you know, in Israel, they accused him of demanding a two-state solution. He said eventually we'll have to get there. I heard the interview. He will eventually have to get there. But even Netanyahu, even Trump had made comments to, you know, and said, listen, he doesn't agree with Bibi, but he doesn't agree with sending people to an election. He's like, and this is the thing. Folks, they're democratically elected governments. And if you want to force them through public opinion, the one thing you have to learn about Israel is Israel doesn't care about your opinion. Israel cares about survival. Stuart, final word.
You know, David, I guess that's something that people just don't get.
Nope.
Because they don't have to deal with it. Anyways, that's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the Rant Network as I cut up Chucky Schumer. And remember, defund Chucky. Anyways, we hope you've – that's not Chuck E. Cheese, guys. That's Chuck Schumer. Anyways, we hope you've enjoyed this conversation, gained some valuable insight, and enjoyed my absolutely charming personality. David is always charming. Me, not so much. We appreciate your support. Hope you'll join us next time for another thought-provoking conversation every Wednesday, Thursday. Nope, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, noon Eastern. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us on social media. Share your thoughts, as we typically love to get. And if you want to send them PM style, we'll respond to you. Anyways, guys, on that note, David, wrap it.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, 134 human beings are still being held captive.
Women, never, children, elderly.
Holocaust survivors, do not forget them, because your leaders are.